Hi, and welcome to Soul Powerful Parables, stories of rhyme, reason, and God's truth. I'm your host, Dana Buck. Thanks for listening. And if you like the story, please consider subscribing and give us a 5-star rating where you enjoy your podcasts. It really helps us. We'd also love to hear from you, so contact us on Facebook at Soul Powerful Parables. Now, settle in and let's have a story.
The Boys from Judah, a So Powerful Parable by Dana Buck. Part 2, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command, and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." Daniel 3, verse 28. This story of faith in the face of persecution and a fiery trial reminds us that God is with us no matter what the circumstances.
The Boys from Judah, a So Powerful Parable by Dana Buck. Story 2, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let's re-engage this story that transpired so long ago, picking up with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It seems the narcissistic king, the great Nebuchadnezzar, has built a massive statue, grandiose by any measure. This idol, made of purest gold, fulfilled a kingly whim, for the features of the image look suspiciously like him. He placed the golden statue central in the city square, then read a royal edict to the people gathered there.
"My subjects, I, the mighty and the grand Nebuchadnezzar, have raised this gilded image and have called you all together. I want you to pay heed to this papyrus in my hand, for it contains a proclamation and my firm command. When you hear the harp and lyre and zither being played, you'll bow down in worship to this idol I have made. Any who refuse will feel my punishment in earnest and find themselves deposited within my fiery furnace."
As the music started, just as loudly as you please, the people all emit a cry and plummet to their knees. Everyone in Babylon who heard the king's recital did as they were told and started worshiping the idol. Everyone, that is, except our resolute trio. For standing up are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They'd talked amongst themselves and had agreed to disobey.
"We'll stand for God's good pleasure and his honor, come what may."
Other nobles see them and they rub their hands together.
"Wait until we spill the beans and tell Nebuchadnezzar. He'll be so very angry at these foolish, stubborn Jews that they'll be executed and their provinces they'll lose. The king, he'll be so grateful when this heresy he learns, and we will be rewarded while the boys from Judah burn."
So, quite exhilarated with this narrative they've spawned, they snicker and they hurry to the king of Babylon. Curses fill the palace, raging acrimony flies. The king, infuriated, bristling, and antagonized, commands his palace guard,
"Proceed at once to apprehend these renegades from Judah who so blatantly offend."
Bellowing out orders at his soldiers as they go,
bind and bring me Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
The three are quickly found, for they decided not to hide, and they are taken to the king, trussed up and firmly tied. Sitting on his golden throne, a grim Nebuchadnezzar glowered at the men and placed his hand upon a lever.
I gave a royal order, an imperial decree. Perhaps you didn't grasp the bulletin that came from me. My precious gilded image will be deified this day, as soon as I command it and the music starts to play. If you bend your knees, I promise amnesty and bliss. But if you don't,
he pulled the lever,
I promise you this.
A bronze partition parted. All the palace caught its breath, for there the fiery furnace billowed agony and death. Then King Nebuchadnezzar said,
okay, I'll count to three, and you can bow in fealty or burn. What will it be?
Don't trouble your musicians, Shadrach said, for we won't bow. This idol won't be worshipped or saluted even now. For though you are a mighty king with armies vast and strong, we serve the God of Israel. To him our hearts belong. Your threats will never sway us, and your tortures don't concern us. We trust the power of our Lord to save us from your furnace.
But hear this now, O king,
declared and cried Abednego.
Even if we perish, we want Babylon to know. We'd rather die 1,000 deaths, combust or burn or fry, than prosper for 1,000 years while worshiping a lie.
The hall grew still and silent as young Meshach raised his head. He smiled at the king and stated,
ditto. What they said.
Fury is inadequate to label or describe the raging content of the king's bombastic diatribe.
My patience is exhausted and my mercy is withdrawn. I hereby find you guilty,
cried the king of Babylon, turning to his soldiers.
In considering their crimes, I want my furnace hotter. Yes, increase it 7 times.
Soldiers fan and feed the flames, pump bellows neath the floor, and heat the furnace 7 times more blazing than before. And with the sweat now rolling down his forehead, cheeks, and chin, the king of Babylon then cried,
proceed and throw them in.
Roughly grabbed by soldiers' hands, the three Judeans yield. If any felt abiding fear, they kept it well concealed. Advancing toward the portal to this artificial hell, the soldiers start to gasp and groan, and several of them fell. The flames were overwhelming, with the heat intensified, and all the soldiers perished as they pushed the men inside. Heedless of his fallen guards, the great Nebuchadnezzar felt himself quite satisfied, unbeatable, and clever. But as he rose to make a speech and sermonize in earnest, he heard a startled voice say,
What's that moving in the furnace?
He peered beyond the fire, dropped unsteady to one knee, shocked to see 4 people when there should only be 3. It wasn't just this quartet that suspended his remarks, for they strolled around the furnace like an outing in the park. And one of them was different, quite distinct from anyone. His countenance appeared as if the gods had had a son. All the palace marvels, lords and ladies swoon and faint, while King Nebuchadnezzar seeks composure and restraint. Fighting for his voice, he utters haltingly and slow,
"Please, come out here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego."
Then rising to his feet, he adds with ratifying nod,
"For you are positively servants of the Most High God."
All can see this exploit is miraculously tinged, for not a robe or turban is ablaze or charred or singed. Then King Nebuchadnezzar makes a stunning declaration.
"I want my words proclaimed to every corner of the nation. These faithful men of Judah, with conviction and with nerve, defied the king's command in favor of the God they serve. And he has proved his lordship. He's deserving of our praise by rescuing these heroes from the torment of the blaze. So let it be now known, let every scribe and poet tell of the awesome might and power of the God of Israel."
The king's great proclamation soon became the status quo. But what became of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They found themselves exalted and more trusted by the king. Promoted once again, they brought success to everything. Through their faith and courage, many open hearts are drawn to the God of Israel in the land of Babylon. But what, you ask, of Daniel? Did he share in all this glory? Well, he had his own adventures. And that's another story.
The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is very familiar to anyone who grew up attending Sunday school. And the fiery furnace has served well over the centuries as a prime metaphor for the trials and tribulations of life. How easy it would have been for our three boys to simply bend the knee and not mean it, to continue to worship and honor God in their hearts and simply give Nebuchadnezzar's statue whatever cursory attention that was needed to just get along. If they'd done this, I think it would have been perfectly understandable. But had they made that choice, we would have been deprived of one of the most inspirational stories of courage and commitment in the entire Bible. I think the lesson here is this. Some trials are allowed by God for the building of our own faith and perseverance. In James 1, verse 4, we read, "Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." But I also believe that God often uses our trials to build the faith and determination of others. It's the witness and testimony of the sufferer that inspires those around them. The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego has been told and retold throughout the ages for this very reason. Let's remember this and consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever we face trials of many kinds. James 1, verse 2. The world is watching as the glory of God is revealed through us.
We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. The Boys from Judah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was written and narrated by Dana Buck. Additional voices were provided by Jordan Miles, Brandon Blue, Kevin Oywak, Alphonse Oywak, and Alvin Oywak. Devotional thoughts were narrated by Kim Pratt, and this episode was produced by Beneath Blue Skies Productions. So Powerful Parables is a ministry of So Powerful, a nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering women and girls and combating extreme poverty in the African country of Zambia. To find out more, visit our website at sopowerful.org. Also, check out our books, So Powerful Parables and We Are So Powerful, both available on Amazon. All proceeds from the sale of these books go to support the work of our ministry. And finally, check out our other podcast, the So Powerful Podcast, featuring interviews with those who have been touched by this special organization. Until next time, may your life always be filled with beautiful rhymes.